In OpenJDK, I help to assist various efforts that are going on within the community, within engineering, within marketing, work with legal, QA, documentation, and outreach. There's a number of different teams that are driving this, and each of those teams have their own leaders, and I kind of help bring everybody together and make sure that we're communicating with each other and moving forward in the right directions. On the mobile and embedded community, I'm the manager that's in charge of the team that's involved in driving the community and administrating the infrastructure there. Ah, November 13th, I remember it well. Jonathan Schwartz did an announcement to the world and to the engineering community here at Sun, which was kind of neat. What I remember most vividly, though, was afterwards, about 15 or 20 of us went upstairs into a room with our laptops, and we all got on an IRC chat with people all over the world in the open source community. It was a lot of fun. There was a lot of excitement in the room. There's a lot of excitement in the rest of the world, and just communicating back and forth and answering questions, and it was just great. Really a fun time. There's been a lot of really great work and great effort that it's taken to get OpenJDK and also mobile embedded out. There's been continuing progress as we've continued to roll out more and more. I think what surprised me the most is the amount of effort that it's actually taken to get as far as we've gotten. And we're not done yet, but we're going to get there. I think there's several challenges, actually. One is that we need to get our infrastructure out there, and we're working in that direction to really build a more collaborative environment for people, not just for Sun to work with people outside of Sun, but for people outside of Sun to work with each other in a very effective way. We also need to get JDK 6 out there so we have a compatible implementation that people can actually, that there's a specification for. We need to change the culture within Sun. All right, this is going, we're evolving, but we really need to make this a natural part of everybody's job, that we naturally engage with people outside of the company, and that we make this something that is very beneficial both ways. And lastly, I think the most important thing that we need to do is communicate. Communicate, communicate, communicate. A year ago when we started, I think there was a wide range of feelings from the developer community. There were some that were gravely concerned that this open source would fragment the platform, and there were others that were wildly elated and thought this was the best thing that ever happened, or one of the best things that ever happened in the software industry. Over this last year, I think the concerns have mostly melted away. I think most developers now view an open source Java is a very positive thing with very positive benefits to the Java environment. I encourage people to get involved in OpenJDK. Best thing to do is to go to the openjdk.java.net website, take a look at it, sign up for the mailing list, participate in the mailing list, read the FAQ, kick the tires, download the source code, see what's there. If you've got something that you're interested in, you know, talk about it. All right, see if there's other interest out there. If you want to make some contributions, that's great too. But look around and be there. Be part of the community. Be active. And don't be afraid to lend your voice into something that you think is important. There are projects that are going on. If you feel like getting involved in them, that's the good too. If you want to take the code and test it and let the rest of the community know about bugs, that's fabulous. But, you know, be there and be part of us. It's not just Sun's code anymore. It's our code. And, you know, let's play with it. Let's really make this into a fabulous platform. I also encourage you to take a look at the mobile and embedded community for those of you who are interested in smaller devices, embedded devices, and cell phones. We've got phone ME projects and application developer projects there that you can, again, look at the source code, participate in the discussions, and get involved in driving that platform forward as well.